Okay. They should be embarrassed. So I think they got the motivation. They got all out motivation to go there in Buffalo's house and take the W. I mean, the W.
Yep. Yep. They should. So, but I'm gonna stick with Josh Allen. I don't think he's. They should do enough at home. They can't let the Broncos march up in there and handle business. They can't let it happen.
Boy.
So guys, that wrap up our NFL picks. Anybody got any college football games they want to watch today?
Oh, I got a question though.
Go for it.
Michigan.
Yes, that's
okay. And Harbaugh suspended for 3 games for cheating. Now it's my understanding that he's sending folks there spying on other teams while they're on the sidelines stealing plays and stuff like that. Question. Now see, I tell you what. Now he's only suspended for 3 games. You know, a lot of people in that division, they said women are holding. We want him gone. And so I just want the panel's take on that. I mean, cheating, yeah, I hate cheaters. Man, look, see, this is a problem. If you got to cheat to win, that you just lost all credibility. Just like when people were talking about how great the Patriots were, and, you know, when they had their scandals and things like that, I never liked them anyway, but I liked them even more. I mean, disliked them even more because, man, let's win. Look, win fairly. Because if you got to cheat to win, to me, you're not a winner. That's my point. That's what I'm getting at. So I want the panels. Do you think the Harbaugh should be punished a little bit more harshly? Because he can still coach throughout the week. He just can't be on the sideline during the next 3 games.
I got a question. What's considered cheating?
What the rules, if you go against the doggone rules, you're not supposed to do what he did.
Cheating is when you get caught.
Well, he got caught.
Right. So my point is, everybody was doing this, man, and they got proof of other people doing it. What happened was the story broke, and they got actual film footage in this instance.
Right.
See, that's the thing, that he got caught. That's why it's cheating. But everybody's doing it. So don't think that this is the only instance. Cheating starts from the moment you get the head coaching job. They're calling players. They're calling parents. They buy practice. You know what I'm saying? They cheating in every level, in every aspect of college football, in the NCAA. What happens is, it's like Dennis Rodman. Once you get on the radar, now we got something for you. And his first go around with trouble. That's why he got to get penalized, because you're putting the NCAA and the Big Ten in a bad spotlight, because you're doing the dirt that everybody else doing, but your dirt is in the light. Three games is probably really, and he's fighting for injunction on that, so he might not get it. But the reason why is the 3 games are crucial, because basically when they say 3 games, they say the remainder of the regular season. Which is huge for Michigan, because their schedule is backloaded. They play Penn State today, Maryland next week, and then the big game is Ohio State.
Right.
So if you take him out of coaching, they lose against Ohio State. They're probably not going to the college football playoffs, so they're going to lose millions and millions of dollars.
Whoa.
So the penalty is really bigger than what it seems like on the surface.
Right.
But you know, Jim Harbaugh is just like those other coaches, high-profile coaches. He got options. He'll just go, if things get bad, he can go back to the NFL, or he can get another big high-profile job. See, what they need to do in situations like this, they need to put that little 5-year ban on him. You can't coach nowhere in the NCAA.
No.
That'll stop people from doing stuff like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's true.
No, whoa. I just said 5 years, but you know, like a 2 or 3-year ban.
Put something in place.
Whoa.
Put something in place where you get caught cheating, or you going against the ethics rule or something. You can't coach nowhere for a year or two, and without pay. Because some of these guys get fired and still get big paychecks.
That's right.
So that's the biggest issue I have. They got to put something in.
Woo!
Now, see, I'm with you there, CJ. However, I'm a little bit – I disagree with you guys a little bit.
Oh,
I don't think Jim Harbaugh should be suspended at all. I really don't.
Why?
Really? Why not?
I am number one. CJ alluded to everybody steals signs. That's number one. Number two, I feel like the Big Ten commissioner salt is softer than drugstore cotton. I mean, how in the hell? Oh, man. All right. I walk in your house. I take pictures of what you're doing and take it back and tell everybody else. And now you're instead of you doing something about it, you going to somebody else. These schools are allowing this man to come in there. You know he doesn't belong with your program. You give him all his access, and you know he doesn't work with you guys. But instead of policing your own house, keeping imposters out your own house, you're going to complain to the commissioner?
Well, then
this should be an in-house issue. This is your security. But you're allowing this man to come in and do this stuff.
Well, no, then why have rules anyway? Just throw all the rules out.
Yeah, you're allowing this stuff to happen.
The reason it ain't in-house, mail because it got outhouse.
Yeah, he
went out the house. It ain't in-house. Like, you remember when they said back in the day, whatever happens in the house stays in the house? This ain't in-house no more.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody know about this, and everybody's got a problem with it. See, if Michigan was 0-11, we wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, you right about that, too.
If they lost to Ohio State, this wouldn't be a problem.
Well, they ain't played them yet, but my point is, right now they're contending. Ain't but four spots in the college football playoff. Oh, we got a problem. We got to do something about this. Everybody.
Mm.
The team number five is probably the one calling in the shots.
Well, you know, I thought it was six this year. Isn't it six this year?
No.
They haven't changed it.
No, it was six schools last year, right?
No, four last year.
I don't think it's...
No, they're supposed to have been going to six.
I think it's still four, and it's going to change after this year.
Hey, you might be right. I'm not exactly sure on that.
I'm going to Google it now and see what it is.
But see, my thing is, this is my thing. It's just like you reporting, you're calling the police, blaming the police for somebody breaking in your house, but you're the one leaving your doors unlocked.
Well, you still ain't got no business coming to my house with my door unlocked or not.
What are you going to do? We're going to do basketball security and lock your doors, or you'll just keep letting them come on in? And tell the police about it?
No, I'm going to get a Louisville Slugger.
Exactly. So why are you going to the Big Ten Commissioner when you need to be handling this business to begin with?
Well, see, no. The thing about it is, then, like I said, then throw the rule book out of the window. Yeah, we ain't got no rules.
No, stop letting people you don't know in your house. Stop letting people you don't know in your building. Tell your security to do their job. This won't happen in the SEC.
Yeah, okay.
That's
happening more than we know.
Oh, man. Well, then that tells you how dumb he is, because he got
took it to a whole new level. That's why he's being penalized.
Well, guess what?
What happens now is people in press boxes in different angles in the stadium. You know, they don't want to be, you know, if you're that close to the sideline, a camera going to get you sooner or later.
Yeah.
Right.
He on the sideline. He's not only getting signs, he's getting verbiage to go with the signs. He don't see the tractor trailer and then the hula hoop dancer.
Oh, man.
Big cowboy hat, and they waving them, and everybody know. Oh, they ain't get the verbiage that go with these signs.
They blatant with it. I mean, just out there.
But no, but see, this is really not new. They knew he was doing this for years. It's just all of a sudden now Michigan is becoming successful. They finally beat Ohio State. Now it's finally a real rivalry. Now they want to bring this out. They've been had all this information on this guy. They've been had all this. This ain't happened just this year. This been happening. But now there's a new sheriff in town. They want things
to get a new shirt, Mill. Sometimes you need a new shirt.
It's all about the timing, Mill.
That's just like when you change up the supervisor at the job. You was friends with the last supervisor. Uh-huh. You got away with some stuff.
Yes, you did. Now, that's right.
The new supervisor, she don't know you.
Uh-huh.
You got to follow the rules.
Yeah. And my thing is, guys, now all of us are competitive in our own ways, right?
Right.
But I tell you what, I get joy if I win fair and square. Okay. How can you take some pride in winning and you know you cheated? What kind of crap is that?
Well, you should get some pride out of it because you got something out of it talking about the Eagles last week. Y'all ain't winning.
See, you gonna bring that up.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah.
I know some questionable calls in there. And you all over here putting on his jersey.
Yeah, I put it on. I sure did.
DJ.
Oh, man. This is
but
too
I
good.
I ate that crow, though. I ate it.
Yeah, you sure did.
Tastes like chicken. Tastes like chicken.
All right, guys. One more thing we want to talk about before we get out of here. Bud Crawford earlier this week got stripped of his IBF title due to contract obligations. He was supposed to defend the IBF title against Boots Ennis, but since Errol Spence Jr. exercised his rematch clause, that kind of put Bud into a conundrum. So he went with negotiations with the Errol Spence fight. IBF Federation didn't like that, decided to strip Bud Crawford of the IBF title and give it to Boots Ennis. So I want, oh my God, perfect timing. Coming to the stage, the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Good morning, everybody.
Got some feedback on your end, Mark.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Got some feedback coming from you.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you still got it?
Let's see.
Let's see.
Yep.
Yep.
You got an external speaker or something going on.
That's weird. Hold on. Let's see.
Okay.
What about now?
Let's see, I see something here. Hold on one second.
I'm gonna mute your mic for a second here.
Mute Mark's mic. Okay. Hey, Mark. It says your guest Mark Daniels on Android Chrome, which has a bug that causes echo. Google is working to fix it for now. Please ask your guests to wear headphones to avoid echo or use a different browser.
Hold on. Let me try something else here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me go to my computer. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so guys, while Mark is fixing his technical difficulties, Dad, I want you to go first. Go ahead and weigh in on this situation involving Bud Crawford and the IBF title.
You know, I think this is a bunch of crap. I'm going to tell you why. Because, and you know what? As a matter of fact, and I'm going to blame Crawford's people, too, on this, too. All right. Number one, he already had a mandatory fight. Okay. Now, my boy that exercised his rematch clause. Number one, I don't know why he wants some more of that anyway. I really don't know why he wants some more of that because he got beat up. Hey, Mark, still getting that echo.
Okay, I'm going to my home computer.
Okay, all right, no problem. Okay, and now the whooping that he got. I don't know why he would want some more of that in the first place. All right. But now, also, I blame Crawford's people for not reading that contract and allowing that to be put in there. All right? Now, if Crawford already had a fight that he was scheduled to fight, he should be able to go on and do that and then bring the other boy in at a later date. So there's a whole lot of mistakes going on. Now, who are you paying to make those dumb decisions for you? That's what I want to know. Because I know I'm being redundant, but his people shouldn't allow that in the doggone contract in the first place. And the IBF, how in the hell are they going to take the man's belt, okay, because he wouldn't fight Earl Spence, right? That's my take on this. I think it's messed up all the way around. I'm blaming basically Crawford's people for allowing that in the first place. That's my take on that. CJ.
Hey, look. First of all, you can't blame his people.
Why?
When you unifying championship belts, it's already in the clause. Win or lose, there's a rematch, and that's your mandatory for next. See, when you're undisputed, of course the other bodies want you to fight their number one contenders. However, none of the governing sanctions really work together. So that's a loophole that they got to fix. And boxing's been trashed all along. See, if Crawford has all the belts and this particular body, the IBF, and they working with a certain promoter, you know, because they all got their own, you know, Barb, Aram, you know, they got all kinds of people out there promoting fights. Why not? It's not the right thing to do, but boxing is a not perfect sport. So now you got Boots with the world title. Now they can have a championship fight. Now they can go to ESPN and pay-per-view and sell tickets. They ain't waiting on you. Everything comes down to the money. I don't like it. We all know who the undisputed champion is. Basically what they're doing, they're giving this guy Boots the belt, and then what he'll have to do after this rematch is he'll have the winner, Crawford. It makes Crawford maybe want to fight him more to me now to get his title back. Mm. But it's just boxing 101. Ain't no whole lot of fights out there anyway.
Now, didn't the body is at the IBF, didn't they said, Emil, correct me if I'm wrong, then the IBF said that shouldn't have been in the contract. They said something about that shouldn't have been in the contract in the first place. Okay, let's.
Right.
Okay. Let's get Mark here. What?
Can you hear me that way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Much better. Two screens. Oh, hey, get rid of one of those screens, but you got, okay. Yeah.
You know.
Okay, there you go. Mark,
he got rid of the one with him on.
Yeah. For sure.
No, I think the new one is yeah. Good. Okay. Hey, Mark, what's your take? I don't think he can hear us right now.
You can hear me now, right? No, I can hear you. Hold on. Let's see what's going on.
Speak a little bit louder, Mark.
Hold on.
Yeah, in the contract language.
There you go. Okay. What you said about the contract language?
The contract on the IBF said there shouldn't have been a contract in place that had such language in it.
Of course they would say that, but that don't make sense.
It doesn't, and they're going to turn around and strip the man, say you shouldn't have had a contract. But we're going to take your belt anyway.
It don't matter. We know who the champion is, man.
You know what? It might, yep.
Well, here's the deal. There was already a rematch clause in there for him to fight Spence. You know, it's, in my opinion, it's all about money. They've been wanting Jerron Ennis to get to get this fight next. And I guess he'll go ahead and get it, but trust me, he can't do nothing with Crawford. The money is going to be between Spence and Crawford for the rematch. These sanctioning bodies will do that. Like CJ said, you got 9 different promoters involved. you can have Bob Arum, you can have what's the other dude's name? Al Heyman. I mean, and at this point, it's all about money. Every time that there's a fight, a lot of people don't know, the boxers have to pay these different sanctioning bodies a fee when they fight in these title fights. It's just the same BS. Like I said before, kind of protection for themselves, some kind of union. In some kind of something, because they have nothing. All they do, I mean, it's like a pay for, I mean, it's like a contract. This, you fight, you paying us to fight. And if you don't fight who we want you to, we taking your belt. And that's basically what they're doing to Terrence Crawford right now. They basically are beating this dude up. Somebody that they already knew there was a rematch clause in. And they want Ennis to be in the mix. So, I don't think trust me, he ain't ready for nobody like Crawford. So good luck to him. It's nothing against Ennis. He gets, you know, they give him a belt. They give him a belt. That's my take on that. It's a mess.
So do you see a situation where later on down the line, Boots Ennis will have to face Bud Crawford for that belt?
Hey, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's going to eventually happen.
No, yeah, but Crawford don't really have to take that fight. He can say, you got that little title, keep it.
You know, they're going to come up a gate. My honest opinion is this. First of all, he ain't ready for Crawford. Thompson fighter or any of that. He just said he ain't ready for Spence. I mean, for Crawford. These sanctioning bodies, like I said, they all about their money. Yeah, eventually, to be honest, Crawford's not coming back down in weight. I mean, exactly. He ain't doing that. You know, once he fights Spence at this weight class, Ennis ain't bringing that cat no money. He'll go up to the next one. I'd be surprised if he don't go after one of the Charlo brothers. He's going to go into deeper water. You got to remember, the clock is ticking on Terrence Crawford, too. 37 years old.
Yeah, man.
You know, if I'm him at this point, I'm going for who gonna make me. I'm going for who gonna make me the money.
Get that money.
Because at this point, that's all it's about.
That's right.
It's about making your money.
I'd like to see Boots and Spence.
To this organization.
I think that'll be a better fight.
I think my man is about at the end.
And Boots.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, CJ. I like to see that fight too.
Well, here would be the thing with that. Like I said, you know what? They moving. They want Ennis up there so quick, but you know something. I like Errol Spence, but that CJ, I think you agreed with it the last time when we were talking about that Crawford and Spence fight. We both had said he'd go into about the eighth or ninth round, and that was going to be it.
We called that one.
Spence took a beat. Spence took a physical beating in that fight, man.
Yes, he
and
did.
I don't know. He took a street beating. I don't know if you, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if he recovers from that. I mean, between going through that windshield, getting that beating that dude, he took against this cat here. After this Crawford fight, he might be done.
Yeah, if he takes another beating like that.
I mean, he taking his second fight. Well, he going to. You know, he's coming in with his pride and money. Because I think in the back of his mind, he knows, there ain't, hey, man, physically, he don't have a lot left. I still have thoughts that, I hate to say this, man. I still have thoughts. I was wondering, man, is this dude high? What is going on? I mean, when they was in there, I mean, if he was watching him, you know, when they talked to him before the fight and all that, something just looked off. And, you know, he got a reputation for hitting a bottle and getting high. I was like, man, this dude seemed like he was high. I hate to say that. It didn't seem right. But for the physical beating he took.
Yes, that was
great. I don't see where it can. I think it's just going to be a continuation from round nine. I don't see how it gets any better for him. I don't see how it gets any better. To be honest with you, if he fought Ennis at this point, if this was the Errol Spence before the accident, I'd be like, man, he's going to blow him up.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes,
I don't think he has anything left. If anything at this point, if there's anything for Ennis at this point, if he was going to fight somebody for me, it just depends on if the dude can put the weight on. The money, big money fight for him would be Tank.
Right. Hey, Mark.
It would be Tank. That would be the big money for him.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah,
Mark. It's getting past the hour. Yes, we got to wrap the show up. So, Kevin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kevin, I want you to get Mark caught up on these NFL games this week before we ride out of here.
All right, we're going to have, let's see, Sunday morning game, Colts at the Patriots.
Colts this, you know what? Give me Indianapolis. I don't even, I really don't care for that. I mean, is this one of them games overseas again? Or
yes.
Yep. I think this is the last time we say it's overseas, too.
Oh, man.
Okay. Next up.
It'll probably be Indianapolis. I'll go with Indianapolis. Okay. I'll go with
all right. Packers at the Steelers.
Give me Pittsburgh.
All right. Let's see. Titans at the Bucks.
Give me Tampa Bay.
All right. Cleveland against Baltimore.
You know what? I'll take Cleveland in that one.
All right. San Fran and Jacksonville.
I'll take Jacksonville.
All right. New Orleans and Minnesota.
Okay, I'm going to go with New Orleans.
All right. Atlanta and Arizona.
Atlanta.
All right. Lions at the Chargers.
I'll take the Lions.
All right. Commanders at the Seahawks.
Give me Seattle. They got to win.
All right. Giants at the Cowboys.
At Dallas.
All right. Sunday night game. Jets at the Raiders.
I'm going with the Raiders.
All right. And Monday night game. Broncos at the Bills.
Who the Broncos play?
Buffalo. In Buffalo, that is.
Give me Buffalo.
All right, well, there you go, Mel. That's it.
Okay.
So Dallas don't play this week?
Dallas plays the Giants.
Oh, yeah, okay, I took that one already, okay.
Yeah.
I took Dallas.
Hey, guys, I got to get out here. I'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Yo, CJ.
Yo.
Any parting words when we get out here? You know, and tell the folks where you're going to be at, man.
Hey, just keep your head up, man. That's all. Keep on striving to be great, man. You can catch me out there. Yeah. This holiday season, I'm challenging all my friends to be great. And what that means is if you see somebody that's in need, I'm challenging y'all to help as much as you can. I know you can't help everybody, but you can help with at least one person, one family, one friend, somebody. Can we all agree on that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, that's the only job I got for y'all the holiday season, man. Y'all stay blessed. All right, thanks for having me.
I appreciate you, CJ. Mr. CJ Richardson, ladies and gentlemen. Catch me at the Park RVA every Friday night. You know, the Showtime at the Power thing got going on. That thing, what he got going on is awesome. Hey, Mark. Yo, thanks for coming on, my brother. Any parting words before we get out of here?
Yes, sir. You know, it's kind of tough to come behind with CJ this ass. I mean, it can't get no better than that. Outside of that, just enjoy the rest of this weekend. Enjoy the rest of the sports weekend. Let's see what happens. I got a feeling Michigan put in an emergency restraining order for Jim Harbaugh to be able to coach the sidelines against Penn State. I want to see if they take it or not, but if it's going to affect the team. I'm just outside of this, have a blessed weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Yo, Kev.
Hey, man.
Another day, another one in the books, my brother.
Yeah.
Man, thank you for joining us. And next week, we will all be in the studio, back in full effect, ready for this thing to go off the rails, because I know you guys, especially Roma, he's going to be on one next week. He's going to try to double dip and try to make up for, you know, the technical difficulties this week. So we got to be prepared, be on the lookout for that right there, man.
But, yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
But yo, I'm telling you right now, watch out for that crossover. It might happen. I don't know yet. But I think I'm gonna stick to my guns. Y'all had me itching to do a crossover, but I think I'm gonna hold off this week. I think I'm gonna stand pat this week. So if you see me do the crossover next couple of days, just go ahead and ignore it. I'm putting it out as a joke. Don't tag Miss Fenton in it.
Now that's back of life. I'll be at work all day tomorrow anyway. So
don't tell her pay me no mind. Miss Rachel, pay me no mind. When you see the crossover over there, it'll be just a joke, okay? Let's see how many folks actually tune in. Yeah. But thank you, brother. Until next week, I gotta get back at you. But Mr. Kevin Harris, ladies and gentlemen, it has been the Studio W Sports Page. Man, it has been awesome. For my dad, WB, the CEO, Mr. CJ Risson, Mr. Mark Daniels, my shotgun partners, Kevin Harris, Romar Smith. Thank you guys for joining us. And as always, I will see y'all in church tomorrow.